am on mission because it's the most important thing that I can do with my life.
I believe it is God's heart for all people to make himself known.
People matter to him, so they should matter to me.
My life has a purpose. He's at work, and I get to be involved.
I believe that our world and our neighbors can experience healing and hope if they know him.
Invite him into your heart and see what he'll do. Jesus is all you need.
I am on mission because it's about more than me.
More than me.
More than me.
Hey everybody, welcome to Calvinist Alliance Church kickoff weekend. It's great to have you here. My name is Chris, and if you're in person, you beautiful people here, you beautiful people online, it's great to have you here. A special welcome if you're checking us out. September is a time where people are settling in, there's transition, there's this kind of natural change. So if you're looking for a local church or home church, we'd be so privileged to serve you, get to know you, help you in your journey. I just think that your choice of local church is one of the most important decisions that you'll ever make, and it would be a privilege for us to serve you in that way. So special welcome to you. Now imagine if you were given 6 words to sum up your entire life. 6 words to sum up your entire life. What would you say? What would be those 6 words? A few years ago, an online magazine asked their readers to come up with those 6 words. They were inundated by responses, so much so that they actually published a book, and the book was called Not Quite What I Was Planning. And this was the kind of the memoirs of these 6 words. And so let me tell you a few of them. One of them is one tooth, one cavity, life's cruel. The other one was savior complex makes for many disappointments. It's very true. A 9-year-old said this, this is profound, cursed with cancer, blessed with friends. One person said, the psychic said I'd be richer. Isn't that funny? One person said, tombstone won't say had health insurance. Somebody said, not a good Christian, but trying. Somebody said, thought I would have more impact. Isn't that interesting? To sum up your whole life in 6 words, what would you say? Let me give you even a greater challenge. You don't have 6 words, you actually only have 3. What 3 words would you use to describe the entirety of your 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years on planet Earth? What 3 words would you say? Let me answer for you. I believe the 3 words that we can use to describe our existence as a Jesus follower are these 3 words, more than me. More than me. That I exist for another. I am caught up in another story. I have a greater hope. More than me. More than my resources or time. More than me. And so that's this sermon series, is more than me. We're in a pandemic. And so we can't do the kickoff like we would want to with hot dogs and bouncy castles and all the fun stuff that we normally do. We invite the city to come. It's such a fun weekend at KAC. COVID has taken that out. So what we really feel, what we really believe as church leaders is that we want to, instead of cotton candy and hot dogs, we want to do service and mission. We want to meet the practical needs of our neighbors, of our city, and of our world. And so more than me is this. It's about being on mission for Jesus in your local context, in your family, in your work. And now, what we want to do as a church is enable you, help you, resource you in different ways. And so I'm going to end this sermon with some great practical ways that you can live more than me in the midst of COVID-19 in September, in Kamloops, in 2020. So what we're going to do is this is kind of a great behind the scenes, take you behind the curtain type message for KAC. Who are we? Why do we exist? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask and hopefully answer 4 questions. Ask and answer 4 questions. First one is, why do we exist as a church? The second one is, what do we pray for? The third one is, who's on our team? Who's the staff members around here that you need to get to know? And fourthly, how do I get involved? How do I get involved in all this? So, why do we exist? What do we pray for? Who's on the team? And how do I get involved? So, welcome to the behind-the-scenes tour of KAC. I believe this is so important, though. This is so important for those of you who are checking our church out, because this sermon defines and answers for you why we exist. What is the driving impulse behind all that we do? And maybe for some of you KACers who've been around for a long time, you've heard about that person, you've kind of heard about that phrase, but this crystallizes all that we do and why we do it. And so I believe this message is so important for everybody listening in the room and online. So let me start with the first question. Why do we exist? So 2 years ago, when I started as a lead pastor at Kamloops Alliance, I gathered a whole bunch of different leaders and thinkers and elders and KACers, and we really wanted to redefine and think about, who are we? What is our mission? What is our vision? And what are our values? And so there was a long process of bringing in different people and whiteboards and thinking and prayer and pausing and all that stuff. And so we came up, why does KAC exist? Simply put, we exist to know Jesus and make him known. We exist to know Jesus and make him known. There's two big ideas in that phrase. The first one, to know Jesus. We believe that Jesus is God. He is Lord of the universe. He has beaten death on the cross. He has ascended to the right hand of the Father. That everything goes to Jesus at the end. All things are sustained by Jesus right now. And so we want to know him. If that's who he is, we want to know him. Not just know things about him, but really know him. We want to know his scripture. We want to know his people. We want to know his church. We want to know his voice. We want to know his spirit. Deeply, deeply knowing Jesus. That's the first part. The second part is to know Jesus and to make him known. The first idea is about discipleship. The second idea is about mission. We want to be a church on mission for the redemptive and holistic lift of each other, our city, our nation, and our world. We want to spread this message far. I watched a great movie last night. Fantastic movie. And today, I've been telling people about this movie. Have you seen it? It's been great. There's a natural overflow of things that we like. We want to tell people about the things that we love. And it's the same with Jesus. The more that we know him, the more that we want to make him known. We want to spread his name, his message, as far and wide as possible. So as a church, we believe we want to be here for Kamloops. We exist for the betterment of Kamloops. We also believe, our elders believe, that God has strategically placed us in Kamloops, but in our region, in the Thompson-Nicola. Our sandbox just is not Kamloops, but actually our region. So our hope and prayer is that we're going to be a church that plants churches for the glory of God in our area. And we want to make him known all across the world. We have a big God with big prayers and a big mission to know him and to make him known. That is the answer to the first question. Why do we exist? We exist to know Jesus and make him known. You need to know that about us. Second question is, what do we pray for? What gets our heart beating around here? This is a great question. If you're checking church out, what do we pray for? So our vision is simple, but huge. Our vision is this. We want to see all people become fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. We want to see all people become fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. We want to see, we pray, Lord, 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 through us, in us first, and through us, we want to see people. We want to be storytellers of what you're doing. We want to see people become. We want to see transformation in people's lives. That people were once this, but now because of Jesus, they're that. That they are being transformed by the power of the Spirit. We want to see people become, all people, not just you, kind of the people that we're comfortable with, but we want to see all people, man, that's huge. Every age, every race, every ethnicity. I read a quote recently, and they said, you know that you have done church, you have been to church, where there are people in the room that you would not have had there on your own. Think about that. You know that you have been to church when there are people in the room that you would not have had there on your own. This is the all people vision of what we are wanting here, to see all people become fully devoted, not seasonally, not sometimes, but fully devoted to Jesus Christ. Why? Because we believe in religion? No. Because we believe that Jesus is the answer to the deepest longing of the human heart. We believe that life is lived best, the fullest life, the most meaningful life, the most joyful life, is when you have trusted Jesus with everything. That there is not one area in your life that he doesn't own. That's what we pray for. That's the driving force behind all that we do here at KC, to see all people become fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. And that excites us around here. So what I want to do is I want to now kind of cast some vision for what does this fall look like? What are some of the things we're thinking of and doing to help you, your family, your kids, your grandparents, whatever, become fully devoted to Jesus? So I'm going to tell you about some of these things. But before I do that, it needs to be said that, yes, we are in a pandemic right now. And so all of these things I'm about to cast vision for, all of these things I'm about to explain to you, are all done with all of the requirements and guidelines kept in mind. Calum's Alliance has wanted to play our part well in COVID-19, making sure you, everyone, is healthy. So we will continue to abide by all of the guidelines, and all the things I'm about to tell you are going to be under those guidelines and restrictions from the government. So that needs to be said. So, what are we going to do this fall to help you become fully devoted follower of Jesus? Let me tell you a few things that get me really fired up. The first thing that we are thinking of, as we think about next generation ministry, that 0 to 25 years old, Pastor Carlene and Pastor Cody, they are thinking about how to resource you as a parent to disciple and love your kids. And so they're going to put together a parenting conference this fall, both in person and online, to help you navigate this whole thing of parenting, which is one of the most humbling things in the entire world. I'm really excited that this is going to be offered to us, to you, as a church. Along with that, there's still going to be youth ministry that happens, kids ministry online and in person here, that we are, in some ways, all system go. The other thing that we're really excited about is in the whole realm of spiritual formation. If you're an adult, what do we do? How can you get connected? How do you become a fully devoted follower of Jesus? The main way here at KC, if you're an adult, is a life group. We just believe it's the primary way of being cared for and connected at a church of our size. It's an imperative. You have to get involved in a life group. So we're going to launch those next week, and Pastor Tim's going to be up here telling you how you can get involved in life groups, both maybe in person and online as well. Pastor Simon's going to be hosting Genesis Process this fall, which is, if there's a program that I could tell every single person at KC to attend, it would be Genesis Process. Why? Because it is transformative. As we come into relationship with Jesus, we come with lots of stuff in our past that we don't know how to deal with, dysfunctions, relationships, addictions, and this is a program that helps you unhinge from those things to pursue Jesus with all of you in safe community. So that is going to be launching this fall as well. We have men's ministry and women's ministry and marriage ministry still happening this fall for you. I'm really excited for this fall as well, because I get to teach a class in October, a five-week class, October going into November, on how to read the Bible for all it's worth. So we're going to be having some in-person stuff and hopefully some live stream. Prayer ministry, we want to be a praying church. What does it look like this fall? Tuesday mornings in October, November, we're going to have the sanctuary open for a prayer room, where we want the teaching of the weekend on the person and work of the Holy Spirit to be here, experienced, and prayed together through October, November. We're really excited about that. The weekend ministries, weekends, still going to be online. Hello, everybody. I hope you're feeling okay. Eating your waffles wherever you are. Online, still going to be offered. Still excellent stuff there. But as we move through the fall, and of course with all the COVID stuff going on, we hope to move to more towards live ministry, both preaching as well as worship. We hope to offer more people in our sanctuary too. We're going to go through some guidelines and make sure that that's okay with the officials, but we hope to offer maybe even 100 people in our sanctuary as well, moving through the fall, probably after the weekend after Thanksgiving. I am now recording podcasts like crazy with excellent, excellent, excellent guests. Season 2 is coming at you, which is going to be fantastic. Tomorrow I interview Mark Clark, who's the lead pastor of Village Church in Surrey, a church, multi-site church in Alberta and BC. We're going to talk about the Canadian church and the vision to reach lost people. It's going to be fantastic. I just got confirmation today that Dave Hearn, the president of our denomination, is coming on the podcast. It's going to be awesome. So there's lots of things that we're doing right now to help you and your family become fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. Why? Why do we do all these things? Because, again, we just believe life with Jesus is the best life you can live. And that's what we're trying to do, facilitate it for you and for anybody who wants to listen. So, that's the second question. What do we pray for? We pray for that. That's what we pray for. Third question is, so who's on the team? Who's on the team? Who does this? Who are the people in the background that actually facilitate this ministry? I want you to think of this next part in this way. Think of you going to a Kamloops Blazers game, Vancouver Canucks game, whatever it is, and you go through the turnstiles, your ticket's been swiped, whatever, and you get the program, right? You get the program, then there's the number, and then there's the person's name, and you get to know, okay, who's actually playing the game here? Well, in a different way, you're not a spectator in this whole thing, but I want to kind of go through the program, all right, with you, of who is our starting roster, who's on staff here, and I get to, now, gush over our staff. I believe, apart from God, Father, Son, and Spirit, I believe the greatest asset that KC has is its people. You and me and our staff. And these people are fantastic. So let me just gush over them with you for a little bit. And this may help you kind of place, well, who do I talk to about that ministry? Who do I go over here? This, I hope, answers that question. So let me start with our operations team, all right? Number 3 in your programs, but number 1 in your heart. Our operations team, all right? These people make it happen behind the scenes. The first people I want to introduce you to is our facilities team, Steve Alger and Roger Ford. These people make everything spick and span. And in a COVID world, how important are they? There is no more important job here at KAC. Everybody does what they do, and it is so valuable. So this is them. They do such amazing work. Second team I want to introduce you to is our finance team. They're amazing. They're meticulous. They're accurate. And they keep me out of jail, which is really important for my wife, my poor wife, and my kids. That's Jen Brown and Christy Overman. And they are fantastic, positive attitude, faith-filled people looking after our books. They just do such a great job. The third team on our operations side that I want to introduce you to, two great people. The first one is Michelle Sinclair. Michelle Sinclair is our executive assistant. If you want to meet with me or senior leaders at our church, you're probably going to go through Michelle. I say this kind of jokingly, but I say it kind of truthfully. Michelle is actually the one that leads our church. Because there's oftentimes where people ask me something and I'm like, oh, I don't know, Michelle, you got to help me out because I have no idea what's going on. She has such a golden heart. She's an amazing administrator. She kind of organizes my life. So I don't know where I'd be without her. She is our executive assistant. Another great guy, unsung hero of KAC, is Dennis Bauhaus. Dennis Bauhaus is our director of operation. Dennis works here 3 days a week, and I literally probably wouldn't be here without Dennis. He looks after all of the functioning parts of Kamloops Alliance, our facilities, our operations, our finance, all of these big things, important things. He's got a heart of gold, and he doesn't want any attention, so this is probably going to be painful for him as I gush over him, but he's such an important part. So all of these people I just talked to you about report to Dennis as our director of operations. Now let me move to the ministry side. All of our pastors, they're number 4 in the program, but number 1 in your heart as well. These people are fantastic. One of the changes that we've made over the last few months is we've wanted to walk away from siloed ministries and instead encourage collaboration and partnership with leaders, pastors in our team. So what we've done is we've moved to more of a department feel, departments for these leaders. And so let me kind of show you how this works, okay? So one of the first department that we have is the spiritual formation team. This is adult ministry. Anything kind of 25 and over, this is the team that looks after it. So it's men's ministry and primetime ministry and women's ministry and life groups and alpha and Genesis process and prayer and missional engagement. All of these important things aren't just now kind of pieced over here, but now with this team, they are led, thought about, and strategized together. So Tim Bussey, been here for over a decade, is the team leader of this department, fantastic leader, and bringing leadership to all of this. Pastor Simon is also there on that team. He is care and prayer. And Sandra Bauhaus is the administrator, trying to keep everything together. And she does such a fantastic job with that team. There's also community care that flows out of this team as well. So that's our spiritual formation team. So talk to them about anything adult ministry related. I do want to give a staffing update when it comes to Megan Clausen, Pastor Megan. So if some of you probably know Pastor Megan, I don't know what role she hasn't done at Kamloops Alliance, but the latest one that she was doing was missional engagement. Well, she's been on a maternity leave for the past year, and she has let us know that she is not returning to that position, which is sad for us because Megan is such a great leader, But it's so good for her and her family, her beautiful family, that she can stay home and be a mom. And we just love the Clausen crew so much. So she is not coming back. And so that missional engagement role is open. And we're just kind of feeling out COVID about what this looks like to replace that role. But I wanted to give that update. Now, the next team I want to introduce you to or department is Next Gen or Next Generation Ministry. This is 0 to 25-ish, all right? 25 years old. Pastor Carlene looks after kids ministry with Adam, the children's ministry director. They do a fantastic job. And Pastor Cody leads this department, and Amy Hall is a kids youth ministry director. And she helps and comes alongside Cody with all that they're doing in student ministries. And their administrative assistant is Deborah Tallarico, and so she's trying to keep up with them and all that they're doing in kids and youth ministry and young adults ministry there. I'm really excited to introduce Aaron Baird. You just saw him in the worship set. Aaron, as of the third week of August, is our new worship pastor. So he's going to lead the whole department of worship and creative arts. So all of our music stuff. And we really hope to, through his leadership, encourage the arts at our church. Coming alongside of him administratively is Emily Vasquez. Emily is such a great leader. We're grateful of her passion and her flexibility as she serves at KAC. Communications. This is a massive role, all right? A massive role in COVID, but also in 2020. How do we communicate? So I'm so excited to introduce to you Danielle Johnson. Now, Danielle was looking after what Megan was doing for the past year in missional engagement and prayer. She has now moved from that role into this role of creative and communications. She is such a great worker. She is creative. She's a great leader. And so all of the stuff that you see, all of the sermon videos and bumpers and all that sort of stuff, that's her. And so we're so grateful to have her bring energy to such an important part of our church, to tell our story well, to tell it theologically accurate, all of these things. So Danielle is doing that ministry in communications. Weekend ministry. All right, so weekends. Looks a little bit different now, online. So we think that this is kind of a campus that we actually have online, but also here in person. So Pastor Anthony has been at the church for almost a decade as well. He has been serving in many different areas as well. We have brought more focus to his new role as he comes back from a sabbatical very soon, and he is now going to be called the pastor of weekend ministry. The pastor of weekend ministry. So everything in person, from the parking lot to the pew and back again. So people, production, tech. When we go multi-venue, he'll be responsible for that. When we launch new campuses, he's going to be responsible for all of the functioning parts of weekend ministry. Hospitality team, big events, Christmas Eve, Mother's Day, those types of things. Anthony is going to be thinking and dreaming and theming and bringing that all together. So it is so good, and we're looking forward to having him back. Now, executive pastor. All right, so we've been searching for an executive pastor for too long. Like eons, it feels like. I have felt it. And so this past over a year, I've been searching. In December of 2019, I approached a guy named Tim Hugenboom. Tim is a local guy, comes to KAC, married to Amanda. They have four beautiful kids. They sit over there. And I approached him and said, "Hey, Tim, can you just come on board in an interim role and just help me? Like, I'm dying here. I need help to, you know, the staffing and all that sort of stuff." And Tim's like, "Whatever I can do to help, I am there." So we were getting all these resumes from different candidates and doing these interviews and all that sort of stuff. Around May, I asked Tim, "Do you want to apply for the job?" And he's like, "Oh no. What does this mean?" So he prayed and he sought the Lord with his wife and they went through it and grinded through it. "Lord, is this what you'd have for us?" He put his name in. He went through the same process as anybody else. Our senior management team interviewed a slate of candidates and we all came from that meeting thinking, knowing, feeling that Tim is our next executive pastor. So we went through that process, took the summer to pray and think and solidify. We had great conversations. So as of September 1st, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new executive director. His name is Tim Hugenboom, and he will be stepping into that executive pastor role probably in 2021. This whole ministry world is a little bit different for him, so he's going to get caught up in a whole lot. His learning curve is about like this right now, which is okay, But his role is to kind of be the inside voice to our staff and our team. He oversees all of the staff, all of the people, so that it's really important as we lead together the church. So I'm so excited. I can say so confidently that I believe that God provided Tim for us for this season. It is such a good thing and something to be celebrated as we think about our exciting future. Because of Tim's unique role, his big role at our church, we're going to record about a 10 to 12 minute interview that's going to be made available for you to, so you can kind of get to know Tim and how does this actually work and kind of get his insight on the whole process too, because I think God was in it from the beginning. So there's our third question. Who's on the team? That is our starting lineup. Again, our staff, I believe, are our greatest asset. They are fantastic people that love Jesus, love you, and love this church. So how do you get involved? As we think about more than me, the verse that really helped me think about this sermon series is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. Listen to this. It says this: "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all," listen, "that those who live should no longer live for themselves," listen to that, "but for him who died for them and was raised again." More than me. That if we follow Jesus and we look at his sacrificial life and death, The only conclusion we can come to is, how do I make my life count? If that is true, if that's the love that compels us to love Jesus, the only proper response is to love people. So that's what this sermon series is. Again, instead of cotton candy and hot dogs, which is appropriate and it's right time, this month for us is mission and service to our city. Because we are compelled by love, the love that we have experienced from Jesus, that we will no longer live for ourselves. We reject the secular story of the West, that everything and everyone exists for my comfort and my pleasure, and instead sacrificially give back to people and our city. So here's what I want to do. I want to tell you about two organizations this week, two next week, and two in the third week about how you can get involved, okay? The first one that we want to highlight this week is Away Home. Away Home Kamloops works to provide housing and support services to youth at risk of experiencing homelessness. They offer a range of supports towards housing, employment, education, and life skills. Away Home, we have partnered with before, and they do exceptional ministry. They probably wouldn't say it that way, but they do exceptional work with teens who are at risk. So, how do we help them? How can you be on mission in this way? This week, we're going to be collecting canned meals, such as soup, chili, and stew, to pass on to Away Home for the youth to have a quick and easy meals. That's what we're going to do this week to help Away Home. The second is a Mount Paul Food House. The Mount Paul Community Food Center provides people with access to high-quality food while also providing opportunity for people to learn cooking and gardening skills. During COVID, they've adapted their programs to allow for meals to be picked up or delivered, and between March and August, they distributed over 25,000 meals this way to our city. So there are opportunities through them for volunteers to get involved in the kitchen, doing meal preparations, driving to pick up food and to deliver meals, and even in the garden, getting your hands dirty. So, for Away Home, come to the church. Pastor Simon, after this, is going to tell you more instructions about how we can do this. But for Away Home, a canned good, a meal for a youth. For this Mount Paul Food Center, it's to be able to actually, with your time, serve with their mission. So, like, again, Pastor Simon is going to follow this up and give you some more details about how you can get involved. So those are the two for this week. But one of the things I want our church to grow in is global mission. To have a heart for the work of Jesus, not just in Kamloops, not just in the Thompson Nicola, but all over the world. So we obviously can't go anywhere right now, but one of the ways that we can partner is through finances. And so I want to challenge our church over the next 3 weeks to give to this special project. So in May of 2016, you can see the picture. In May of 2016, I don't know if you're aware, but Kamloops Alliance sent 12 people to the Copper Canyon in Mexico. This is the picture of our team in 2016 outside the church in Juarez, Mexico. The pastor of this church, his name is Thomas Bencomo. At my former church, we also partnered with this ministry, and I have been to Mexico, to this church, know the pastors, and been to the Copper Canyon twice. This trip drastically changed my life, my heart for what Jesus is doing all over the world. Pastor Thomas Bencomo, decades ago, had a vision. He heard that Tarahumara Indians, indigenous people, in the Copper Canyon in kind of central Mexico were dying of hypothermia and starvation. And he said, how are people doing this, dying in my own country? So he said, I have to go do something. And then so him and a group of people started to serve and love the Tarahumara indigenous people of the Copper Canyon. Now, decades later, they have a full orphanage with over 100 kids. They have medical center, all based on Jesus, the teaching of Jesus. Kids were dying of all of these terrible things, and Pastor Thomas came and he established orphanages, churches, medical center. He has planted churches in this area and kind of all over the canyon, doing amazing work with these people. We were going to send a team to the Copper Canyon this summer, but of course, COVID. So here's how we can continue to partner them. Recently, Pastor Thomas and Brenda Granados, people that I know, love, and trust, have been reaching out to a new tribe. I took Spanish in grade 11. Let me try to pronounce it, and I apologize. I practiced this like 100 times. Huicholes tribe in Zacatecas, which is a state in Mexico. There's great ministry happening with this tribe. There's just last weekend, they baptized 16 people in this tribe that have never heard the name of Jesus before. Okay? These Christians are persecuted by their tribe. The main form of worship in this tribe is actually Satanism in this tribe. That's kind of this expected thing that every adult in this tribe serves at the Satan temple for 5 years. They give up all responsibility in their life, including their children. These people are so anti-Jesus in everything that they do. So as people hear about the name of Jesus in this tribe, they are excommunicated by everybody. Everybody. They're beaten, their land stolen, their house stolen, their wives raped, every horrible thing that you can imagine, thrown in jail. And they have nothing, literally living in tents on one meal a day for their entire family. I talked to a leader that interacted, has been here a few times, and she said this week, she told me, she said, this group of people have lost everything for the sake of Jesus, and yet they couldn't be happier to suffer for his name. These people are legitimate followers of Jesus. The problem is, once they get excommunicated, they have nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. So Pastor Thomas and Brenda and the team down there need to buy some land so that they can build a house of refuge for these people. Interestingly enough, the Mexican government got a sense of what was going on and gave some money to these excommunicated Christians. Instead of building themselves houses, they instead built a church. So the need isn't for a church. The need is for some land in which they can build a house of refuge for these families as they escape this persecution. So KC is desiring to help these believers build a house of refuge for families who become Christians and have nowhere to go. If a home could be built to offer temporary shelter, even for a month, it would make following Jesus easier because they would have a place to go. Imagine having to face that decision, lose everything or follow Jesus. So what we want to do, the challenge that I'm offering over the next 3 weeks is that we would raise $25,000 to give to this ministry, to give our time. If you want to go to Mount Paul Food Center and give of your time, your talent, you can use your gifts, but your treasure also. And I understand what I'm asking in the middle of a pandemic. I understand when people are unsure of finances and are unsure of all these things, but I just believe so deeply in this ministry, and I believe so deeply that everything, my life is more than me, and I can trust Jesus for everything that he has given to us. So you can give in many different ways. You can go online. You can go to House of Refuge Mexico Project. You can even give through offering envelopes, drop it off at the church as we seek to raise money for this initiative. So if you are given the opportunity to summarize your life in three words, what would those words be? If it was six words, maybe it was, I thought my life could have more impact. But here we have an opportunity to not waste this time, to not waste our life, and instead live for Jesus more than me. May it be so through Cantaloupe's Alliance in this season and for eternity. In His name I pray. Amen. Lord, thank you for all of this opportunity that we have in front of us. To be your hands and feet to our city. Lord, we have felt your love and it compels us that we would no longer live for ourselves. So do this work in our church, through our church, that people driving by our building maybe wouldn't appreciate some of our beliefs, but they would know that we exist to help people in every way possible. So Lord, I just pray for a response here. A countercultural response to the call to action. We pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Pastor Simon, I'll give you some instructions of how you can get involved. We'll see you next week.
During our More Than Me sermon series, we'll be highlighting two local organizations in our community each week where we can put into practice considering the needs of others in our city through volunteer opportunities and practical gifts. As Pastor Chris said, this week, we're highlighting Mount Paul Community Food Center and Away Home Kamloops. Away Home provides housing and support services for youth at risk of experiencing homelessness. One of their houses in the community is in need of volunteers who are knowledgeable in yard and garden work. This is a great opportunity for a group of friends or even your life group to come and work alongside the youth that live there in order to demonstrate and teach how to take care of their outdoor space. We're also collecting canned meals such as soup, stew, and chili for Away Home. Please consider dropping off donations of these specific types of canned goods here at the church building between now and next Sunday. There will be collection bins at the main foyer entrance as well as the ministry center entrance. You can bring your items with you to church or drop them off during our office hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Mount Paul Community Food Center prepares and distributes over 200 meals every day between Monday and Friday and are always looking for volunteers to help in food preparation, in driving for food delivery and pickup, and for helping in the garden. If you would like more information on these initiatives or are interested in getting involved, visit kamloopsalliance.com/morethanme. Please consider these local opportunities this week. Through serving in our community, let's pray for many more opportunities to know Jesus and make Him known here in Kamloops.